This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so my fellow Americans.
It's the E-Square Podcast.
All right, it's the E-Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo, and today we're here with one of the most respected, sought-after, known lyricists coming out of Las Vegas, Pooh Pistols. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Man, this is special, bro. I'm going to keep it real, man, because, you know, you're kind of like, you're not out there. You know, people ain't just going to run into Pistols. You know,
it's
not easy to get a hold of Pooh Pistols. So for you to pull up, man, I appreciate it.
You already know.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. So Where do we start, man? I've known you for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, your brother, everybody, you know, we tied in. So I've been able to witness your journey for a while now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You've been doing this music shit for a minute, man.
10 plus.
How you feel about, like, you know, your journey, where you at now? Like, do you feel content? Do you feel like you're not satisfied, or?
Nah, with this you can never really get too content or too comfortable. It's new artists coming out every day and new waves, and
yeah. Is it like you feel like it's like hard to keep up, or I feel like you don't even care about all the shit? Yeah.
That's the thing though. I really don't try to keep up. I feel like I about creating my own wave. So I'm not really too, don't care about being too up to date with everybody else, because when I drop, they gon' listen to it regardless.
Facts.
But I feel like I created my own style, so when I feel like dropping, or whenever I do actually drop something, it's gonna make noise.
No, facts. There's like you know, I talk about this all the time. There's your Instagram influencers, your people on with all these followers and shit, but they walk into the room and nobody knows them.
Right.
But when Pistols drops, the streets talk. You know what I'm saying? People talk about it.
Facts.
You know, whether they post it or repost it or not, motherfuckers is talking about
the new
Pistols.
Yeah, they're going to listen regardless.
Yeah, whether they want to give you your flowers, whether they want to give you a credit or not, bro, that shit is, you know what I'm saying? There's something about, like Easy was just saying, like, you're special. There's some, you know, you one of them special artists that, you know, you can't put a finger on what it is about you or what, you know, it's like, but it's there.
Yeah. It's the longevity, too, though.
Facts.
It's the longevity.
Facts.
I appreciate it too, Easy, for
real.
Yeah,
facts. Nah, when I told him I had you coming on, bro, he just turned into a little ass kid and shit. He was like, Pistols, for real? Because, nah, this is a hard
interview. It's rare.
Yeah, it's a hard interview. You know, so I don't take this lightly, man. I greatly appreciate it, for real.
Nah, you already know. It's all love.
Yeah, facts. So when did you start rapping, man? When did you really, like, say, I'm going to take this shit serious?
Man, I've been rapping since 08. I didn't really take it serious to, like, around the time of my first project, Real Part One, in 2011, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I really started taking it serious. So,
And what were you doing before that? How old were you when that dropped?
The average teen shit. Right. I was 2011, 2012. I had to be 7.
High school.
I had to be 15.
Okay.
Yeah, 15.
Okay. So were you doing, you weren't doing like battles and shit at school?
Nah.
No, you was never that?
Nah, I was always the cool guy, man.
Yeah. Oh, man, so you dropped that. So how was the reception on that? Because I'm sure you already had a reputation.
Ate it up. That's what made me actually want to start taking rapping serious. Because it was more a tribute for one of my partners that passed away in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So once I put that little tape together and dropped it the following year, 2012, and I seen how people start reacting to it, and I was like, okay, yeah, let me take it serious now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's got to be like, have you always wanted to be like a rapper? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the career, and or is this something like just more of a passion?
It was kind of both, though. Mm-hmm. It was more of a passion after the first tape. I wasn't really passionate about. Well, I was passionate about because it was like for the homie, like I said.
Right.
But it was really more getting my feelings out on wax. But as
Therapy.
Far as trying to be like somebody, nah, I wasn't too. I had the little blueprints from the Mooks to the landlords and all that, but yeah,
shout out Landlord. And that's when you know, I hit you about that video idea I had, and that's such an epic moment, man. And if anybody doesn't know, and anybody like new to the Vegas scene or whatever, like Landlord, everybody knows Landlord, legend. in one of the most iconic Vegas hip hop music videos, I would say 100 Bars and Running.
Yeah.
You could see a young, you had to be 9 years old, man, frontline.
Hey, I still remember it in to that this video, day. Man. I wore my, I think that was my first day of school clothes, the sixth grade, right?
Yeah, you were right in the front of that video. Yeah. They had a close up on you. And that to me is so epic, man, just to see, like, you know, the transformation, you growing into a man and you becoming such the artist that you are, and, you know, Landlord's still doing it, man. Do you ever talk to Land about that?
Yeah, I still give him his flowers to this day. I appreciate the blueprint and all that shit and having me out there at such a young age and get to actually see what's going on. And
that
100 Bars was epic, though.
Yeah,
it's still to this day.
Facts. Do you remember that day?
I do.
Damn. What was going on behind the scenes that day? I would love for somebody to have
it. It was a normal day. We were just hanging out.
Yeah.
And then it was to the point where I didn't even know the song. I was just there. I literally was just there.
Yeah. Damn, man. That's fucking, it's so crazy. It's also so crazy to see how fast time flies. You know what I'm saying?
He heard me rap one day and he took a liking to the shit and he was like, yeah, you Lil Landlord. You Lil, yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, was that like a name for you for a minute?
Yeah.
Oh, word?
I ran with that for like the first lit 4 or 5 years.
Damn, Lil Landlord.
Yeah.
Oh shit! And what happened? So how did you get Pooh Pistols?
I became a man of my own.
Okay.
That's what it was. It was like, yeah, I'm gonna take your blueprint and I'm gonna follow it, but I'm gonna go this way with it though, too.
Right. Yeah, man. It's been a crazy journey. And as a fan of Pooh Pistols, as a fan of the music, the only thing I get frustrated with is, and a lot of us get frustrated with, which I think helps you, is like you don't drop as much as we would want to. But I think it's a good thing. You know what I mean? It's like a catch-22.
Yeah, because at the same token, outside of an artist, it's still like, I still got a bunch of like real life shit going on too, though. So
yeah. Yeah, you got the.
But when I'm on a roll, you notice I try to drop at least 2 projects a month or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would say recently, like, what was the last project you dropped?
You
before
checked
Pistola?
That Pistola out.
Oh, facts,
yeah.
Bro. I was we could talk about that right now. Yeah. Congratulations, bro. You really showed us the growth, bro. An evolution is taking place in front of us, bro. And I just, bro, I literally played the last song. What was the last song on the tape called?
If They Gonna Miss
Me. Oh, bro. I played that song probably like 30 times back to back. 30 times. And all I kept saying was like, man, because you used to just rap. Rap. But now it's like, okay, bro putting together the songs. He's like, you know, like it's there now.
With that one, it was more like my life story at this point. It was more than bang, bang, shoot them up. It's okay, this is what I've been through. This is what I've been going through for the last, like, couple years.
Yeah. Yeah, you were real vulnerable.
Yeah. I know, not basically from my style that I've created or the wave that I've been on, a lot of people wasn't going to, what's the word I'm looking for, wasn't going to accept it as much, right, compared to, all right, now I'm going to show y'all, like, really me and what I've been going through from jail to probation to war wounds and all the fact.
It was definitely a different side of you that I was as a fan, I was like, this is beautiful. It was just beautiful music. You know what I mean?
It was vulnerable.
It was like just something that we could really connect to. And, you know, we've always known, I think everybody can acknowledge that you one of them special artists, but when you bring out songs like that, it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it had been so many times I heard he only rap about the same stuff or he do this and do that. Yeah. He's one dimensional. Okay, well, I'm gonna show you this side.
Yeah. Did you feel like you had to rap like that for so long because that's what they wanted? Or were you just not ready?
No, it's what I wanted to do, actually. Oh, okay. It was what I wanted to do. But
yeah.
It's really all real constructive criticism to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
So if they okay, we want to hear something different. We want to hear something about what you've been through or something for the females or, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this new Pistola is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. I was in a different mode when I wrote it. I was in a wheelchair when I wrote most of them songs.
Oh, wow. Wow. In a wheelchair because you got shot?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about that experience?
Man.
How you bounce back from that experience?
Man, you got to pick yourself up. Actually, because I was in a wheelchair for 4 months.
Mm.
Yeah,
how many times you get hit?
I got hit in both legs, broke both my legs.
Damn.
So yeah, that, it was that's where most of the songs off Pistola came from, because it's like just in here that should have had you depressed. You can't do nothing, can't move around.
You mentioned that on the song too, being depressed. Yeah,
that shit depressing.
How did that change? How did that change your mentality on life? And I know you're a father as well. Like, how did that change you?
It gave you more of an outlook. Like you actually got something to live for, and you see it. You see the world passing you by now. It's like, I could compare the shit to like sitting in jail and everything going on the outside world, and you're not there to see it. It's kind of like the same shit.
Yeah.
You're going to have that support system and certain people coming to check in on you, see if you good, see if you ate today, shit like that. But yeah, man, that shit is depressing.
Yeah. You saw a lot of people fall by the wayside, like, you know, like you're not out there, you're not who
they'll really forget about you. They'll definitely forget about you.
Yeah. Damn, that shit got to put shit in perspective for you.
So that's where I was at with Pistola, basically. Yeah. It was more of a depressing tape. Like, I told him even before I dropped it, this more of a pain tape. This not the regular pistols that you looking for.
Yeah.
Now, when the Deluxe drop.
Oh, you got a Deluxe coming?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. So he about to ramp it back up.
In the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back on my bullshit. I'm back, but I had to get that out.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. Like, as a, you know, it's... You know, you do what you got to do. You go through what you go through, but it's also beautiful to see as a fan, just as a fan of hip hop, fan of music. I can always appreciate when, you know, especially somebody, you know, in the streets doing their thing, whatever they might be doing, give us that vulnerable side. Because I know that's tough. I know that's tough.
It shows you it's something bigger than the streets. It's something that you actually live for, my son. Yeah.
Yeah. How's fatherhood changed you?
A lot. A lot is because. What I left one. I actually called my probation revocation case. My son was 18 months. I came back. He was he was 2 years old. He was actually talking and this and that. And it'll fuck you up just watching that time go by. And then when you finally get back, but
yeah,
changed you though. You actually want to make it back to them babies there at night.
Yeah, it's a blessing for sure. Damn. So how much time did you spend in jail?
210 days. I didn't mark every day off the calendar. Every day I
Sheen
wake
County?
Up. Yeah.
Oh man. Damn.
210 days.
Yeah. So how was that experience? Like,
man, bro, it's rough. I'm used to coming through, walk through, bailing out. Nah, you don't got no bail on this revocation. You gonna sit here. So yeah, that's another thing that put things in perspective too. Just having my son come visit me. I really watched it from 18 months to 2 years old type shit.
Yeah.
And a little change, but.
Time flies. Crazy. Yeah.
You know, every day in that cell, you thinking like, damn, this jail shit is. Yeah.
For the birds.
It's real shit going on outside every day.
Yeah, facts.
And you missing out on.
Yeah. So you feel like you've matured a lot.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah.
And if that didn't do it, I got out, 6 months later, and then that's when I got shot and shit. So it was like, okay, this shit is coming fast, man.
Yeah. It's got to make you think, like, how many more, like, chances I got, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, like you got to start moving differently.
Facts.
You know?
I feel like I'm on about my fifth life.
Yeah.
This shit crazy.
Damn. So how did you grow up, man? Like, what was your childhood like? Was it cool? Were you just a regular kid, or...
I say for most of it, I grew up, I just always had a mom. I never had a dad. I always just had a mom, right? Mm. And mom's going to do everything she can in her power and try to raise him, but she can't really raise him. Man, you got to go out there and figure it out on your own, right?
Yeah.
So all the suspensions and getting expelled from school. I didn't went to so many different schools since
What was
sixth
you doing
grade.
To get suspended?
I used to always just be on the lit contract shit at school. So the first trouble you get into, you know you expelled.
Oh, okay.
So I done went through so many schools through Clark County and
why do you think that is though? Why do you think was it because
I had
absence?
A fighting problem.
Okay. So what do you think was the anger coming from?
I couldn't really honestly give you a real answer on that.
It's just
still
fun, huh?
To this day, I think about the shit sometimes. Like, bro, I didn't really been through a lot.
Yeah.
But no, all in all, though, I grew up good.
Yeah.
I grew up good.
Could have been a lot worse. Yeah.
Could have been a lot better.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Yeah. So when you so you dropped your first tape at when you was 15.
Yup, 2012. June 2012 to be exact. Real part one.
Yeah. And then how has performing been? Like, do you because I've never seen you perform.
I haven't had a show since I'd say 2016, 2017. It's always something to it though, or promoters will be scared of something, or because what I rap about, you know,
right.
The life I live, but I ain't had a show in so long.
Does that make you think differently about, you know, the what music you put out?
That's why I try to come out this way, like.
You trying to get booked, huh?
Like, goddamn.
Yeah, you trying to get that show money. For real.
Facts.
Yeah, that's got to be tough. But at the same time, like, all these other motherfuckers getting booked, too. So, you know, it's just Vegas, bro. It's just Vegas. You gotta branch out. I know you got some connections out there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Do you move around musically out there, or you just go out there and duck off?
As far as the probation-wise, I haven't been able to actually be in Atlanta for the last... I ain't been to Atlanta since 2017, 2018.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that that might be
They gonna restrict your movements and how you can move around.
Oh, you still on probation right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shit, how much longer you got?
About 6 months.
Damn, my boy.
I will be in Atlanta.
Damn. All right, so one thing I want to talk to you about, man, is the one thing that, you know, is the very, when Poop Pistols is brought up, the topic of conversation is your style of rapping. And, you know, like, when Blueface came out, people try to, I don't know if you heard those comparisons, but people try to say you
compare me to him.
Well, yeah, they like compare your style and shit and all this. I'm like, what, bro, what?
He is unique in his own way. He got his own style and his own way of rapping.
Right. But I guess that was the closest comparison that people would try to, you know, but I'm like, nah, it ain't that. But how do you feel about, like, your style, and how did that come about?
I actually studied a lot when I was younger. I studied a lot from Landlord to Moog to, you know, everybody used to love Lil Wayne growing up and it's the cadence, the flow and all this and that. But when you take some of that and you mix it with the real life and shit you actually go through on a daily basis, that's how I come out with this. So when they say he only rap about the same shit, this is the shit that I've been through.
Yeah.
I could only tell you what I've been through.
Yeah, but the cadence is just different. That's what really sets you apart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think that really has, because you do numbers. These other artists don't do numbers like that.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You drop anything, you don't even got to promote it.
Facts.
SoundCloud, YouTube.
And that, I would say that's one of my biggest problems too, though, because once I drop some, you know how certain people drop and they tag
everybody
on their friends list, or they'll promote this for the next 6 months. I drop it. I might promote it for a week or two, and then I just leave it alone.
Yeah. No marketing.
No, for real. I drop something and I promote it for about the good first 2-3 weeks, and then I'll be through with it. They gonna listen to it if they gonna listen to it. That's just the mindset I always had.
No, facts. But I mean, you do got to market, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You do got to market.
Facts.
But what is so artists like you, man, like you got that it factor, you got that special quality. Artists like you, all you need is the team around you. And I know Cash Money approached you.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So what was that conversation like, and how did that come about?
That was like the opportunity that I can't. It's crazy because Mo Enemies with D Cross dropped Halloween of 2018. I literally went to jail 4 days later.
Oh no.
So when they was approaching, soon as the tape dropped, they was already on the phone. We trying to fly y'all out to California. We'll move this, that, and the fourth. But I'm already on probation, so I can't. I would have to get a 5-day pass or whatever the case may be. So I couldn't get out there and sit down with them and talk about what's next.
Mm. Damn.
So yeah, I watched that opportunity fly by, sitting in the cell. I was pissed about that. Right after that, that's actually right when they signed Blueface. What's his name? Savvy Third. That was around that time. They was looking for new artists and all.
Just like you.
Yeah.
Damn. Fuck. So you haven't reached back out to them, or they haven't reached back out to you since, or nothing? Damn. So who reached out to you? Was it Wack?
Yep. It was Wack.
Mm.
Well, he more reached out to to D-Cross.
To Cross, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. We trying to get you and Pooh Pistols to fly down here to L.A.
Yeah.
We going to have a meeting, and, yeah, we trying to get y'all on Cash Money West.
Yeah, facts. That would have been a good look. Would you would you think you would have taken it?
9 times out of 10, I was taking it.
Yeah, facts.
I was taking it.
Yeah, that's a good look. That was a good look. That was a... Damn, I didn't know you went to jail right after that.
Literally, 4 days. I watched all the hype build up from Old Enemies for the first lit 4 days, yeah. And then I got violated.
Yeah, what's your relationship with Cross? Because you don't do music with a lot of people.
No, I don't.
At all.
I do music with my homeboys before I actually reach out to certain people. That might be my problem too sometimes, but it's certain artists that I would work with.
Yeah.
But
what's a feature? What's a Pooh Pistols feature going for right now?
That I'm going for?
Yeah, you got a price for a feature? You should. If you don't, you should.
I know when we hit 2022, it's going up.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any artists you want to collaborate with?
What, as far as Vegas or
nah,
just...
hell no, nah, nah, nah. I'm bro, when you talk about me, like, I know I've been in the Vegas scene for a minute. I do all this Vegas shit, but bro, like, the local scene drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I hate it. I don't hate it, but I love it, but I hate it.
It's a lot of, it's a couple of artists I would want to work with, from Mozzies to
that's all like,
Zay Bang. I really like underground music, too.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
art of
yeah.
people who started underground, who just made it mainstream type shit.
Yeah.
I feel relatable
like,
music.
I feel like that's those kinds of things. That's doable.
Yeah.
So do you reach out to these artists or nah, huh? Hell nah, huh?
I might have that one day when I be like, all right, I'm going to shoot them.
Yeah.
A video or two that I released and check this out when you got time type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
As far as steadily reaching out, I'm good on that.
I can't see
that.
You doing that. I can't
yeah,
see
no,
doing
I'm good
that.
On that.
I can't see you doing that.
Shit, we about come from the same struggle, same shit. So eventually somebody gonna notice it. And that's the thing about Vegas. Like, the spotlight coming soon. Like, it's a lot of breakout artists and new artists and the attention coming towards us now.
Yeah.
Like, I say 10 years ago when I first started doing this shit, we wasn't getting no attention like that.
No,
it's
at all.
More the South, the East, or Midwest. It wasn't never no real spotlight on Vegas. They think the Vegas is just all the Strip. And,
yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Las Vegas the Vegas. I appreciate that. Motherfuckers call Las Vegas the 7, and I fucking hate that shit. That shit is corny as fuck. I hate that shit. But anyways,
that's the Vegas. The city.
Thank you. But anyways, So what's next, man? You just dropped Pistola.
The deluxe.
Okay. Are you one of them artists with like 2,000 songs on a hard drive and just waiting to drop, or are you?
I ain't gonna say 2,000. I might have about a solid 40 to 50 on here that I could fire off anytime. I feel like.
But you're looking to be more to be consistent and keep shit going.
That
keep,
part.
Yeah, keep that momentum going. Yeah, because you got it, bro.
They say I drop, what, once a year or every year or every 2 years, and I be having legal troubles and real life shit going on, too. Yeah.
No, it's, dropping too much might be, you know.
You got to let them miss you.
Exactly.
You got to let them miss you.
So, you know, it's kind of playing that game and shit, but. Yeah, man, you need the marketing, my boy.
Nah, facts.
you need the marketing, mama. Figure that shit out.
I be trying to work on it, man, but I be so nonchalant to certain shit, it don't even make sense.
Yeah, does the music business, just thinking about the business and like, what do you think is the next step for you in the music business?
The next step, I'm waiting on them to come back around with that deal on the table. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely coming. I'm waiting on them to come back around with that deal on the tag.
Do you have certain labels in mind in your site, or is it?
Nah, it's who got the best offer, or who really talking about what I want to hear. Who going change this from what I got going on to the next level to be able to take care of my family, make sure everything's secure and straight. And
yeah, facts.
And I had that chance though. That's the crazy part.
Well, it probably wasn't meant to be.
No, that's what my mama say.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to be.
That's what my mama say.
You know, like blessings. You know, it's all about timing, man. That's what I had to learn too. I had to learn how to be patient. That was the biggest part of me growing up, was just being patient and not dwelling on quote unquote missed opportunities. You know what I'm saying?
Because
things have a weird way of working out.
And everything happened for a reason too, though.
Yeah, yeah. Fact, you feel like you're meant for this rap shit.
Yeah,
most facts.
Definitely.
Facts. I agree, man.
Appreciate it.
I agree, man. Because like I said, man, like me and Easy, we concurred on the notion that, you know, yeah, it's a special, it's a, something special is brewing right here. It just has to be, it just has, it's, you know what I mean? The marketing, all the extra bullshit got to be put together.
Nah, facts.
Yeah.
Marketing definitely a big part of the,
yeah,
of the shit that I be missing out on. I told you I'll promote some shit for a lit minute and I just let it go.
Bro,
I know they listening. I could tell even when I check the streams, they're definitely listening.
Yeah, facts. So another thing I wanted to ask about, and we don't got to talk about this if you don't want to, but I got to ask because there's been, you know, Las Vegas, the hip hop. I'm a fan of the culture first. But
y'all think you've been asked? Come on, man. I told you, man.
Okay,
look, man.
Okay, we good. We oh yeah, it's an open book. So, you know, Las Vegas, I'm a fan of the culture, but I'm also a student. So, you know, there hasn't been many rap beefs that really nobody cared about. I mean, obviously the landlord and the team gutter YBE, you know, but there hasn't been a lot of rap beefs that really generated conversation or people cared about. But when you and Chris Blanco had your shit going on and exchanging the songs, you know, just the music, I loved it from the music standpoint. As a fan of music, fan of hip hop, you know, it's like that was like I was like, I was ecstatic. It got me engaged. It generated conversation. People was talking about it. People, you know, everybody had an opinions. It was like had the streets buzzing. How you feel about that in retrospect?
It was more of a, what's the word I'm looking for, man? Nah, because listen, for real, I was in the county when I heard.
Talk in closer to the mic.
I was in the county when I first heard about what was actually going on in the little sneak disses and all the little rap songs and all this, that, and the fourth. So when I got out, my mission was like, okay, you're not finna do that. I don't have a voice while I'm in here for these lit 7 to 8 months. I don't have a voice. Ain't nobody gonna speak up on certain topics. So when I got out, that was one of my missions. Okay, king of the state and all. Okay, it's my turn now.
I thought it was dope.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I thought it was dope.
Appreciate it.
You know what I mean? So I just love, like, you know, that competitive spirit. I love the competitive nature. You know, when it's like, you know, two respected lyricists, artists from the city, is, you know, it's dope. It's dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Musically. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay, that's cool. We can move on to the next question. Yeah.
Be like, why y'all ain't got a song together? Why y'all don't work together?
I wouldn't ask that. I mean, like, I wouldn't even.
No, I'm just saying I heard it multiple times and from different people and different retrospectives and all this shit. Why y'all don't do this? Why y'all don't work there? Yeah. People don't realize Vegas is actually like divided. Vegas is really divided. If we was like Atlanta or Chicago, I wouldn't even say Chicago because they about divided too. But if we was like other states who actually like work together and make sure everybody eating or everybody on, But no, Vegas divided and it been like that.
Why do you think that is?
Everybody, it's still hood politics and shit going on outside of rap.
Yeah, facts.
It's still shit going on. Like, you do a song with somebody from over here, but your homeboys don't like somebody from over here. We not doing that.
Right.
We not doing that.
So it literally, you miss, I wouldn't say opportunities, but like, you know.
You miss that chance to
generate some buzz and
actually
and
make good music.
Right. Does that piss you off sometimes?
Because you gotta
play them politics. And
I wouldn't
get
say
in the way.
It'll piss me off, but it's like, it's
frustrating.
We can make something happen with this, but okay, we're not doing that because it's real, actual street shit going on.
Yeah,
and we're not doing that.
Yeah, what is it with the gang culture out here in Vegas? Like, what's your diagnosis of everything going on and social media being thrown in the mix and hip hop being thrown in the mix now? Do you feel like
social media definitely play a part?
Yeah,
it definitely play a big part, and because most people, that's all they got. Most motherfuckers wake up, the first thing they do is get on their phone, check Facebook, Instagram, or let me see what's going on or this and that. And most people will be scared to do a song with somebody. I didn't got shit myself. Or motherfuckers like, I want you on this song, but my homeboys don't fuck with you. Or
right.
You don't fuck with my homeboys and vice versa. And it's understandable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to put you in a weird predicament for wanting to reach out to me or work with me. But. Right.
How do we bridge that gap, though? You know? How do we bridge that gap? Because that
it's going to take, it's going to definitely take time.
Yeah.
It's going to take time because most motherfuckers' egos and are you gonna care what the next man say about you? Like, we grown, bro.
Yeah.
We grown. Yeah. But it's certain shit, like certain lines people know actually not to cross. Okay, I can't do a song with him because of our history. Go back to this. Or you did this to somebody that I love. Or somebody I love did this to somebody you love.
It's bigger than the music.
It's actual real history behind it. So I definitely understand the politics and all the shit and whatnot.
Yeah, facts. Do you, man, I feel like you know, seeing what happens to like people, you know, like rappers. Do you ever think about that? Like being a rapper is a dangerous, dangerous job.
I had to take a shot for that one. Mm. Yeah, being a rapper is actually, right now, it's one of the most dangerous jobs you can have.
Right.
If you notice, it's all the rappers that's, it's not the entourage or the people that's with the rap. Right. It's actually the rappers that shit is actually happening to. So, yeah, it's most definitely one of the most dangerous jobs.
You think about that? Is that like when you move,
definitely.
Even when you go out somewhere, even when you just pull up at a, you know, at a fucking function or something?
Oh, I'm not going out with nobody who I know for sure who not, because when we go out,
you're mindful.
Yeah.
You got to be.
Yeah, you're trying to make sure everybody make it home safe to these babies too, though, on the same note. Yeah. But yeah, being a rapper is definitely one of the most dangerous jobs you could have.
Does it also make you want to relocate? You know, seeing everybody, we know the story in your own, so you get the most hate in your own city.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So does that make you want to?
You could blow up and sign a record deal tomorrow, get signed for $100 million or what. But it'll be people that you actually know or you knew or grew up with. It'd be the same people who trying to get to you or don't want to see you make it, don't want to see you shine. So yeah, definitely that most hate come from your own city. That's a true statement.
Yeah.
Facts.
Do you want to move to Atlanta? You want to go somewhere else?
I stayed in Atlanta for a year. It's so different from when you going from the city to the country.
Yeah, the country for
real. The corner store 10 minutes away shit. But I actually like how they support one another and they uplift one another.
So you witnessed that?
Yeah. I seen it.
That's what I hear about. I hear that all the time, like with motherfuckers really link up and set differences aside to make music.
Oh no, this gonna get us the bag. We gonna make a bunch of money off this. We gonna do this, okay, Justin. Some people might be mad, but it takes is for that one person to step up and actually, okay, we doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I encourage everybody to hit the road, bro.
Yeah.
You might have to hit the road, my boy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Or especially it's more when you make it.
Yeah.
And you got that leeway to move around. Like, don't nobody want to sit in the same spot or the same city that the same people that have hated on you for the last 10 to 15 years, or when you actually make it, you know, this person might try to do this to you, or this person might try to set you up or backdoor you. It's opportunity everywhere, from L.A., Atlanta, Miami, Houston.
Facts. So you've been at this rap shit for a long time, bro. 10 plus, like you said, you've been through it all, jail, been shot. Do you feel like you have anything to prove
I don't have nothing to prove to nobody at all. From the people who've been around me, everybody know our backstory, where we come from, what we into, the shit we've done in the streets, and I say everything really happened for a reason though. Like, I could sit here and cry and pout and be depressed about being in this wheelchair, but all this shit happened for a reason, though.
Yeah, facts.
It's certain shit, karma come back around to everybody, really.
Facts. How you keep your spirit high through those when you in a wheelchair?
My son. My son do it. Even days I don't see him, he'll FaceTime me. Yeah, hey, Dad, what's up? It'll be my son that'll really uplift my spirit from everything that's going on the outside world.
Yeah. Damn, man, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't fucking imagine being
having your legs every day, and then one day you just don't got them.
Did they tell you he's gonna be like paralyzed or something?
Nah,
no. Oh, they didn't scare you like that?
Nah. Okay. I'm asking questions when I get in the back of the ambulance. Hey, y'all could keep it real with me. Listen, am I gonna make it to the hospital? Am I gonna make it through surgery? No, I'm good.
Yeah, you get hit in the leg, you get hit in the artery, it's a wrap.
Yeah. 2 inches over, you would have bled out in the driveway, shit like that. No, I'm good. I'm good. That's God.
Yeah, facts.
God want to slow you down and make you open your eyes. I feel like it was okay that little jail time in the county ain't do it. It ain't open your eyes for you. So, okay, I'm going to make you go through this and see what do you gain from this.
Yeah,
that's how I really look at the shit.
Facts. Where do you see yourself in 2, 3, 4, 5 years? I'm gonna be rich, man.
Facts,
yeah.
Hopefully I'll be the one to kick the door open for Vegas. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. What else you want to do? Like, what else you want to do? Branching off from your music, like, do you want, like, as far as businesses goes, you got merch? Do you got merch?
No, I got some on the way though. Come on, all this Pistola merch.
Yeah, yeah. We need that for sure.
It took me a minute to get into the business mind of the marketing we was just talking about and the merch and all the shit. It's more like, that's a separate lane from just the music. I could get in a studio and record 5-10 songs a day, but if you're not doing nothing to push the shit behind it, then this shit could all go to waste.
Yeah, exactly.
And the merch really go crazy right now.
For sure. When you got to do, because you have a lot of artists, they don't have they do music, but they don't have like a demand for their music.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No fan base, nothing. Really.
So if you have a fan base, bro, which do you know where your fans are? Are a lot of your fans in Vegas? Or?
I could check it. Yeah. I would say more than 75% of all my streams and everything comes from Vegas.
Mm. Where else
some come from? Cali.
I can see Cali for sure.
New Mexico. I don't even know nobody in New Mexico. Houston.
It's
different parts and different. And they tell you, like, the age brackets who listen to you. I just checked it last night. My most recent viewers are from 28 to 34 years old. My second is from, like, 23 to 27. Yeah, that shit crazy.
Yeah, it's all there. But you have the demand for your music, so you capitalize on that shit, the bread gonna come right in.
Nah, facts, bro.
So, you ready to rap?
Come on, man.
Let's set this up. Hey, this the E-Square Podcast. Poop Pistols in here. We about to get this audio dealer shit cracking. Till next time, bro. You ready, Easy? All right, let's set it up. Let's go.
Let's get it. This the E-Square Podcast.